Since the beginning of the church, 2,000 years ago, the Christians, of course, they were wont to, those who could read the scriptures, and they prayed the Psalms, the 150 Psalms. But there were many, especially as little by little the church began to grow, and the barbarians in France and Germany and Northern Europe were converted, they did not know how to read. They had no use for that. And so, in order for the early Catholics to be able to pray, in a sense, along with the monks and the priests, the 150 Psalms, which the Church still prays every week, in the Divine Office, the early Catholics were taught to say the Hail Mary, the angelic salutation, as it is properly called, because the angel, St. Gabriel, was the one who greeted her with these words, Ave Maria, gracia plena, Dominus tecum. And so, that is how it began. And then, in the 12th century or so, when St. Dominic was called upon by his bishop from Spain to go to France, where a horrible heresy was overtaking the church. In fact, they even killed bishops and priests, and the papal nuncio was killed too. They needed preaching. They needed a new restarting of the religion. Of course, many of the clergy were not living according to the virtues of the clergy that are supposed to be lived by them. And so this incited the heretics, because they were heretics, to say, look at the way they live. We don't want to be like them. Of course, this happens again and again in the history of the church. We saw that later on with Luther and Calvin and so forth, and even in this day and age, that many who leave the church because the clergy does not live the way they're supposed to live. And so, St. Dominic de Guzman went from Spain to France, and there he began to preach once again. At that point, the Blessed Mother appeared to him, and she gave him the 15 mysteries of the Rosary. Because in the Mass today, we have already mentioned some of the mysteries. Not all of them are joyful, some of them are sorrowful, and of course, they end up with the glorious mysteries. But she taught him, do this, and start praying this, and soon you will overcome the heresy. And the first thing he did was to found a convent of nuns, cloister nuns, the first Dominican nuns. And from there, then it began to grow and grow and grow. Prayer is very efficacious and leads to conversion and leads to a growth in the faith, which could not be had without it. So the Rosary began in such a way, the 150 Hail Marys, and it's also called, because of that, Our Lady's Psalter, because of the 150 Psalms of the Scriptures, 150 Hail Marys. In the meantime, the Dominican order was established, and it grew all over the place, and still is, even though there are some problems even today in this horrible world in which the church lives today. Nevertheless, there are many, many good Dominicans, and they have many vocations, and they're all traditional. Today, this morning, I was able to witness through the Mirabilia Dei, the marvels of God of the modern day age, I was able to witness a Dominican rite traditional mass, which is very similar to this, but not the same. And so the faith grew and grew and grew. Then, of course, in the following centuries, it was not so much the heretics, it was the infidels, the Muslims, who attacked Europe in one place or another, and in 1570, under the reign of St. Pius V of glorious memory, the Muslims began to invade Europe. The tremendous fleet, thousands of ships, the best, the most modern of the ships. The Catholics, because most of the Catholics were lackadaisical, like they still are, and very lax, they only had a very small fleet. And one of those who perhaps may be an ancestor of mine, one of the Habsburgs, Don Juan de Austria, was the one who led the Spanish fleet and the Catholic fleet. And on this day, in 1570, with the help of Our Lady and the help of nature that she controlled, the tremendous fleet of the Muslims was defeated. Totally. The great banner of the Sultan's fleet, of the chief boat of this whole fleet, today hangs in the sacristy of the Church of St. Dominic in Turin. And it was at this church, around the year 1920 or 21, that St. Pier Giorgio Frassati became a Dominican tertiary under the name of Girolamo, remembering that great reformer of the Renaissance of Florence, Girolamo Savonarola, who himself was put to the stake. Unfortunately, one of my other ancestors has something to do with that, Alexander VI, who did a lot of good for the church, but he was also very immoral himself. So God works through mysterious ways. So in 1715, another threat, in this case against the capital of Austria, Hungary, Vienna, came, and another ruler, in this case the ruler, the king of Poland, with a small army, was able to defeat a very great army of the Turks, of the Muslims. And so it was at this point, now already the feast of Our Lady existed on this day, at first because of Lepanto, and the correct pronunciation is Lepanto, not Lepanto. I was listening to some stuff on the internet today, and they kept saying Lepanto. I said, what is wrong with these people? They don't know anything about Italian. Anyways, Lepanto. The accent is on the E. It was called Our Lady of Victory, the Feast of Our Lady of Victory. And our presidium of the Legion of Mary here in our shrine is Our Lady of Victory. So there's a very integral connection. And then in 1715, the Pope changed it to Our Lady of the Holy Rosary. And so we have had it since then, on this day, October the 7th, the Feast of Our Lady of the Holy Rosary. And of course, the Rosary, after the Mass, is the most indulgent prayer. Then, along with that, the Stations. But after the Mass, that can be said all year long, the Rosary. And it's the most powerful, powerful prayer after the Mass that we can possibly say. Say the Rosary every day. If not all 15 mysteries, then say 5 mysteries. But say the Rosary every single day. Whenever one says the Rosary in a group, one is able to get a plenary indulgence. Whenever one says the Rosary, whether alone or together with others, in front of the Blessed Sacrament, he can get, or she can get, a plenary indulgence as well. So every evening, when we say the Rosary here, or Monday and Friday in the morning, you're able to obtain a plenary indulgence with the recitation of the Holy Rosary. So we give thanks to God for these mysteries, and we give thanks to God for the Blessed Mother, who said yes to the Archangel St. Gabriel, and who became the Mother of God, the Mother of the Church, the Mediatrix of all graces. May she be praised and honored forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.